The U.S. military is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to upgrade and expand key air bases overseas. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the Pentagon says it's part of an effort to reshape the military's global defense posture.
Some of the largest projects are in the two countries where the U.S. is waging war, Iraq and Afghanistan. More than $96 million is earmarked to build a longer airstrip, control tower, and ammunition storage bunkers at Bagram Air Base near Kabul. The Balad airfield north of Baghdad is also being overhauled. The cost there is more than $120 million. These upgrades come at a time when there are questions about how many American troops will be stationed in the two countries and for how long. Andy Hone is with the RAND Corporation and was a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy from 1998 to 2004. He says even if ground troops are drawn back from Iraq and Afghanistan, there's probably a need to maintain the U.S. air bases.
This is something that I think the United States, as it interacts with the governments in both Iraq and Afghanistan, will have to decide over the long term. It's not unimaginable to me that there would be a desire on the part of those governments to have some form of a relationship in which there would be a desire to keep some sort of air cover in place.
Hone says the problem for the longer haul is maintaining stability throughout the Middle East region. He says that's part of what's driving the construction of key U.S. air bases in the Persian Gulf countries of Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. A 100,000-square-foot air operations center is being built in Qatar. From there, the U.S. can monitor its aircraft throughout the Middle East, Africa, and Central Asia. That project will cost $500 million, most of which will be picked up by the Qatari government. Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution, says the U.S. will have major military facilities in all the countries in the Gulf region, except Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government asked U.S. troops to leave that country.
A lot of what you're seeing now is compensation for the loss of Saudi facilities, recognition that the war on terror at some level will continue to be waged for many years to come, and therefore trying to create a diversity of capability.
Robert Killebrew, a retired Army colonel and now a private defense consultant, says there are also political considerations. By having U.S. military bases in numerous countries, Washington avoids putting too much pressure on any one government. Killebrew says it pays to have a multitude of air bases scattered throughout the region.
Once the concrete is poured and the facility exists, then you can orchestrate your deployments or use of those facilities based on the way the political winds are blowing in the region. If you only have one air base and it becomes off limits to you, then you're far worse off than if you had invested in several air bases around the region so you have an alternative.
Killebrew points to the example of Uzbekistan. Over the past few years, the U.S. used air bases in the Central Asian state as a launching pad for the war in Afghanistan, until the Uzbek government told Washington the deal was off. Those bases were supposed to exemplify the new vision for a more agile military, one that relies on small, scattered overseas bases that Pentagon officials call lily pads. This is all part of an evolving effort to determine where U.S. forces would be best positioned. The Brookings Institution's O'Hanlon points to ongoing negotiations to establish U.S. bases in Bulgaria and Romania, two former East Bloc countries that are now part of NATO. O'Hanlon says the Pentagon likes the idea of having new pro-American allies on board, especially ones with existing large military forces.
And if we could get them trained up to near NATO or full NATO standards, we could have important partners for operations in places like Afghanistan and Iraq, where our more wealthy, more long-standing allies have typically been reluctant, with the notable exception of Britain and Italy.
O'Hanlon says there are similar discussions with other new friends and traditional allies as the Pentagon looks to make fundamental changes in its global military posture to take on whatever new threat the U.S. faces. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.